company's chief executive, Stephen Roux, is adamant the $51 billion project will be on time and on budget. To the end of June this year, NBN Company's earnings were up $100 million on last year. The network's construction was 85% complete. But highly political questions remain. Is the NBN about to be superseded by 5G technology? Will it be worth it? And will any private telco want to buy it? NBN co-boss Stephen Roux is speaking here with senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
We're absolutely thrilled with these results. We're on track for network completion at the end of June 2020. We now have 10 million premises in the nation ready to connect, and the fact that we're actually going to deliver that, we're very, very proud about.
Your financial results are very optimistic, but how confident are you that the NBN will be completed and up and running on schedule by mid-2020?
We're very confident about the completion of the build by June 2020. This year alone, we made 3 million premises ready to connect. That is almost a quarter of the nation in 1 year ready to connect. It will drive the economy, and it will also help in areas like health and education.
And so the NBN is much more than what a lot of people would think are just streaming audio and video.
I was only yesterday with the Royal Flying Doctors, and they were telling me how NBN has assisted them in providing telemedicine, telehealth, health to so much of the community. So Peter, I'm very confident about completing the build, and I think it's a really important step for Australia.
This time last year, the NBN's peak budget was revised up from $49 billion to $51 billion. Given the political nature of the NBN rollout, can you stay within that $51 billion budget?
What I can tell you is we are on time and we are on budget, and we're extremely proud about that.
The original NBN budget was $29 billion, but 2 years ago, the federal government gave you a special loan of $19.5 billion as a top-up. Have you asked for any more money from the taxpayer, or is that the end?
We are confident that we will complete the build next year. We continue to grow a great business, and that $51 billion is the funding required to do that.
So the NBN can be completed without any sort of top-up from the federal government or having to go to private markets again?
At the $51 billion, that still remains the budget of the company, and we will complete the build next year, and we will generate strong cash flows going forward.
The next year is critical for the NBN, so what factors would derail that ambition to complete it on time and on budget?
Next year, certainly there are a lot of complex areas that we need to build out to. But whenever you go across a whole nation, there are always complexities. And we have a commitment that we will build out to the whole of Australia, and that is something that we'll continue to do.
Have there been any discussions with the federal government about a possible taxpayer-funded bailout or write-down if you can't meet the targets or you can't sell the NBN once it's all complete?
Write-down, of course, is an accounting concept, and given the strength of our business, there is no requirement to adjust the carrying value of our assets. So, Peter, our revenue streams are strong. They need to continue to be strong.
But what happens to the NBN when all the work is done, when it's complete? Do you keep operating it? Does it stay in government hands? Will it be privatised or sold off?
Well, any decision around the ownership of NBN is obviously a matter for government. But from my point of view, where our company evolves to is to ensure that we are a terrific service delivery organisation on behalf of consumers, to continue to, in conjunction with our retail partners, improve the customer experience that we're providing to people.
You're obviously very focused, but what do you say when critics describe the NBN as a cut-price lemon?
What I would say is that as I travel around Australia, I have many stories of people who tell me how they have built their business because of the NBN infrastructure. I have people tell me around how their kids are now being educated because they've accessed broadband. And broadband has become an absolutely essential part of people's lives. And I'm determined to use what has been built to build a better Australia.
There's been some speculation that when the rollout of the 5G network is complete, that the NBN might actually be superseded. Is there anything in that argument?
What I would point out is that NBN already competes with mobile today, but around 95% of all data is carried on fixed line, and data needs will continue to grow, I've got no doubt. And we therefore think that mobile or 5G will be very much a complementary service to NBN.
You've acknowledged that there's more work to be done with your retail partners on customer service, but the complaints keep coming.
I hate it when people don't get a good service. It's incumbent upon NBN to ensure that our processes continue to be refined. And we've made great progress in the last couple of years, but we need to continue to refine our processes on behalf of customers.
That's NBN Co Chief Executive Stephen Roo speaking there with Peter Ryan.